Good morning. This is the License Commission voting hearing, Friday, March 17, 2017, at 11 a.m. at the Michael J. Lombardi Building at 831 Massachusetts Avenue, Carmelia and Vicente Conference Room. And we are dealing with the matters that we were going to vote on without public testimony on Wednesday, but we had to cancel that meeting because of the snowstorm. So we'll start with Monday's Paul Clark has applied for a malt and wine license to be exercised at Forest City, 38 Sydney Street, from 8 a.m. to noon. 850 people expected. This has been approved by special events and it's on private property. Granted, police detail required. And I'm sorry, Ms. Young, we started. I'm used to starting with one day, so I started with that, so we're on the second page of the agenda. Number two, Justin Cohen has applied for a grand opening party at 63 Church Street from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving beer and wine from 5 to 8 for 120 people. They attached a floor plan and everything. And we had sent it out to fire prevention, and they have reviewed it. And Deputy Peter Donovan said that he advised the occupant not to allow more than 50 people in the store at once. So they had requested 120. So what I say is we can grant it with a condition that no more than 50 people at the time.
Okay.
Okay, granted, no more. Next is Ben Pertler has applied for a malt and wine license for April 2nd at MIT, one for April 3rd also at MIT, one for April 5th also at MIT. These were all approved by MIT police and no police detail required. Granted. Chloe Jones from MIT as well has applied for a reception on April 27th from 6 to 9 at the MIT Museum for 200 people. Police detail required, granted. Another one from Chloe Jones as well for the MIT at the Bartos Theater, 200 people from 6 to 9 p.m. on April 29th. Police detail required, granted. Meredith Sandiford.
I gotta take this call.
Yep. We'll go off the record.
Yes. Hi. Okay.
Next one is Meredith Sandiford for a party at, or a networking reception at Work Bar from 5 to 9 on March 30th for 100 people. Granted. Bill Manley has applied for the annual Mayfair at Harvard Square, 100,000 people expected. This has gone through special events. This is for an entertainment license only, for recorded live music, amplification, and performers dancing. Granted, police detail required. Also, just an entertainment license from Simitani Olumbemi. I probably butchered that. For a student organization party at Northwest Labs on 3/25/17 from 10 to 2. 750 people expected. Granted, police detail required. An entertainment license for Zoe Ortiz for a party at the Student Organization Center at Hiles at 59 Shepherd Street in Cambridge. 250 people expected. And this will be for patrons dancing and recorded live music. Granted, police detail required. Entertainment license by John Matthews for a party also at the Hiles Center on March 24th, 400 people expected. from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for patrons dancing on amplification system. Granted, police detail required. An entertainment license for Stephen York for a dance gala at the Cambridge Masonic Hall on April 15th for 100 people, 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. granted. A one-day application for an entertainment license by Border Cafe, which is a licensed restaurant with us, and this is a party hosted by the Pleiades Society Corp. And they are basically asking for patrons dancing and recorded live music. 200 people expected. Granted. And then a special one-day alcoholic beverage license for wine and malt by Erica Gauthier for a reception at Novartis on March 20th from 3 to 6 p.m. for 500 people. Granted. A special one-day alcoholic beverage license for malt and wine on March 23rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at MIT is being asked for by Lily Zhang for a banquet and fundraiser. Granted. And then the Sacred Heart Church through Father Joseph Curran is asking for a malt and wine license for a fundraiser party at the Sacred Heart Church on March 19th and April 30th, both events from 3 to 7, about 70 people requested or expected, granted. And then we have, well, let me see, let's go to the administrative matters because I think that's the order that we're in. Tammy Tiongson, on behalf of Night Market, which is a holder of an alcohol license, has notified the commission that they will be closed on April 12th. Board acknowledges. And actually, I'm sorry, I apologize. The agenda says April 12th, but they're actually going to be closed April 11th. For their email request or notification.
Can you be able to initial this?
Yes, please. Right under board acknowledges. Next one is Ted O'Leary from the Alexandria Real Estate Equities, Inc. They have a garage license at 400 Technology Square. The ownership of the property has changed from DIFCO West, DWF4, to AREMA Region Number 58 LLC. So we will grant this and change it on the license for them. They have also filed it for the flammables license held at that location as well, for the same type of change granted. Next we have Michael Tauro on behalf of Waste Choice have filed for a waste hauler license. You see that all the paperwork is in here. Granted. Robert Sack has applied for a special noise variance for Phoenix Communications from March 23rd, 2017 from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. on March 24th, and this is for the splicing of fiber optic. This has been reviewed by other departments. Granted. Another application for a noise variance, this one is by Chad Bennett for John Moriarty and Associates for April 9th from 7 p.m. through April, I mean April 7th from 7 p.m. through April 9th, 11 p.m. And this is to install a crane so they can put the 500-ton mobile crane. Yeah, this has also been reviewed by the other departments, granted. Erica Pratico, I think, from Roadie's Diner LLC for peddler license 163. They are just adding a location to their license for 3rd and Binney Street from April 3rd through November 17th on Thursdays only from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Granted. have a special, these appear to be add-ons now, special one-day alcoholic beverage license from Eric Prop from the Garment District for March 23rd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for customer appreciation, the store's 31st celebration. 150 people. And I think we had sent fire prevention for this in terms of the 100, they had said it was fine, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So granted. Then we have the club passing applications that we had heard last time for the one-day entertainment license for Danahy Park. And we got more information. We have Tom Cusick from the Parks Department saying that Pasim does have the permission to use the park to serve alcohol. We also have Steve LaRosa's saying basically that they have also given them permits and they have been from DPW, all that jazz, and this is being done through the city. They're requesting 5 outdoor live music events from July through August 8th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and they are also requesting that we waive the entertainment fee. This is being done through the arts department of the city. Arts council, I have no problem waiving the fee. Okay. And just to confirm, these are, the events will be on July 11th, July 18th, July 25th, and the Thursdays between June 22nd through 9/7.
So there's two. Two applications, right?
Yeah.
Different
yeah,
dates.
Okay, so granted us to both and we waived the fee. Just gonna keep those emails attached to that. And then the very last one that I seem to have is from the property management, David Amoroso, Columbia Box LLC. They have a garage license 148. The manager and the entity name change from CPC Alewife LLP or LP to Columbia Box LLC, David Amoroso Property Management. Change granted. And I believe that is all we have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.